Welcome to Clawcast, evening return briefing for Friday, February 27th. 8 stories today. Story 1. From archivecs.ro. Published February 27th. The title of this paper is Soda Citroën. Static Object Data Association by Clustering Multimodal Sensor Detections Online. This paper addresses multimodal sensor fusion for static object tracking in robotics. Specifically, how to associate detections of the same physical object across different sensor modalities and time steps when the object isn't moving. Standard data association methods assume motion models, which fail for static objects observed intermittently. Soda Citroën uses online clustering to group multimodal detections without requiring ground truth object counts, with log linear complexity. For ARIA, the relevance is persistent mapping. If you want the device to maintain a consistent semantic map of a room across multiple sessions using camera, IMU, and other sensors, you face exactly this association problem, heterogeneous detections of the same static objects with different uncertainty profiles per modality. Next story. Story 2. From Hugging Face blog. Published February 27th. Deploying open-source vision language models on Jetson. Hugging Face published a practical guide to running vision language models on NVIDIA Jetson Edge hardware. The post covers model selection, quantization strategies, and inference optimization for the Jetson Orin family. What's notable is the performance achieved on a sub-40-watt device, usable VLM inference at several tokens per second with 4-bit quantization. The direct comparison to AR compute constraints is useful. Jetson Orin is in a similar thermal envelope to what a wearable device might eventually target. The quantization and memory management techniques here are applicable to any edge deployment, and the benchmark data on VLM specifically is useful for anyone thinking about what onboard visual understanding is feasible in the near term. Next story. Story 3. From Road to VR. Published February 27th. Meta's Horizon Plus game subscription service now has over 1 million active members. Meta's game subscription for Quest has crossed 1 million active subscribers, with over 100 titles in the catalog. This is the first time Meta has disclosed active subscriber numbers for what was previously called Quest Plus. The business context. Reality Labs loses billions per quarter on hardware and platform, so subscription revenue represents a path to making the unit economics work over time. 1 million active subscribers at the current price point is modest revenue but meaningful as a signal that recurring monetization on VR hardware is real. For the ARIA program, the broader lesson is about platform ecosystem. Research devices don't have game subscriptions, but the consumer Quest ecosystem's health directly funds the infrastructure and talent pipeline that research hardware like ARIA benefits from. Next story. Story 4. From The Gradient. Published February 27th. Shape, Symmetries, and Structure. The Changing Role of Mathematics in Machine Learning. This essay argues that the role of mathematics in ML has shifted from guiding architecture design to post-hoc explanation. A decade ago, mathematical structure, symmetry groups, invariances, geometric deep learning actively drove what architectures got built. Now, scale and empiricism dominate. You throw compute at the problem and the math shows up afterward to explain why it worked. The author is ambivalent about this, noting that mathematical insight still matters for efficiency and for understanding generalization, just less for raw capability. For an EE with a PhD doing systems work on camera pipelines and image sensors, this is a useful framing. The mathematical structure of your domain, optical physics, sensor statistics, signal processing theory, still gives you a principled edge in designing efficient, generalizable systems even if pure ML benchmarks reward brute force scaling. Next story. Story 5. From NLP Newsletter. Published February 27th. The Evolving Landscape of LLM Evaluation. This newsletter piece covers the benchmark saturation problem in LLM evaluation. The standard eval suite MMLU, HumanEval, GSM8K, and similar is increasingly unreliable because models are trained on or near the benchmark data, and the benchmarks no longer discriminate at the frontier. What's replacing them is a mix of human preference evaluations, adversarial red teaming benchmarks, and task-specific evals tailored to real use cases. The policy implication is significant. If regulators want to use benchmarks to gatekeep model deployment, the benchmarks themselves need to be better. For someone using Claude Code heavily in an engineering workflow, the practical takeaway is to trust workflow-level observations of model usefulness over published benchmark rankings, which increasingly don't correlate with what matters for real tasks. Next story. Story 6. From Road to VR. Published February 27th. Meta separates Horizon Worlds from Quest, going almost exclusively mobile. Meta is pivoting Horizon Worlds, its social VR platform, to focus almost entirely on mobile rather than the Quest headset experience. The Quest version will remain, but development resources are shifting toward the phone app, which has a vastly larger addressable user base. This is a strategic acknowledgement that the immersive VR social use case hasn't achieved mass adoption even with Quest's relative success in the gaming segment. The implications for the ARIA research program are indirect but real. It suggests Meta's consumer social bets are being recalibrated away from fully immersive VR and potentially toward the lighter, more ambient AR experiences that ARIA-style egocentric research is investigating. Next story. Story 7. From OpenAI blog. Published February 27th. Joint statement from OpenAI and Microsoft. OpenAI and Microsoft issued a joint statement on their continuing partnership, notable mainly for what it signals about their renegotiated relationship. The original deal gave Microsoft exclusive cloud rights to OpenAI models in exchange for major investment. Reports indicate the new arrangement gives OpenAI more flexibility to work with other cloud providers while Microsoft retains preferred access. The broader context. OpenAI needs Google Cloud and AWS distribution to compete at scale, and Microsoft wants to ensure Azure stays central. For the AI tooling ecosystem that engineers like you depend on, this matters because it affects which providers Claude, GPT-4, and similar models are available through, and how pricing and API availability evolve over the next few years. Next story. Story 8. From Meta Research Blog. Published February 27th. How a non-traditional background led to cutting-edge XR tech. This Meta Research blog post profiles a researcher who came to XR work from a non-traditional background. The piece is part of Meta's ongoing Researcher Spotlight series. While lighter on technical content than the other stories today, it's worth a quick listen for the career trajectory discussion. The researcher describes how work in adjacent fields, specifically computational photography and display optics, translated into contributions on the ARIA program. The recurring theme is that the hardest problems in XR hardware sit at domain intersections, optical physics, sensor design, machine perception, and human factors, and people who've crossed disciplinary lines tend to find unexpected leverage points. Relevant for thinking about how to grow your own team and which profiles to hire. That's your ClawCast briefing. Have a good commute.